And I heard wonderful news about your vacation Bible school. And we're so happy that it went well and had a very good turnout. I'd like to begin by asking you some questions about some words. Do you have any of these things in your life? Are you experiencing any of these things? Angst.
烦恼,
anger,
发怒,
fear,
恐惧,
frustration,
沮丧,
strife,
纷争,
fighting,
打斗,
worry,
忧虑,
trauma,
心灵受伤,
argument,
争吵,
distress,
苦恼,
sorrow,
悲伤,
pain,
痛苦,
tension,
紧张,
conflict,
冲突,
anxiety,
焦虑.
All of these words represent the lack of peace.
所有这些词都代表了缺少平安.
Everybody wants peace.
每个人都想要平安.
You want peace and I want peace.
你想要平安，我也想要平安。
We desire our lives to be peaceful.
我们都渴望我们的生活里面有平安。
And people will pay a lot of money
为了平安,
to find peace.
为了平安，人们会付很多钱。
Finding peace is a major factor why a lot of people get divorced.
这是为什么有很多人为了找到平安而离婚。
They're tired of fighting with their spouse or their husband or their wife, and they said, I want to just get out.
他们跟自己的配偶啊，跟丈夫啊，跟妻子打仗，感觉很累，他们想要结束。
It's why people change jobs.
这是为什么人们会换工作。
They don't like their boss, they don't like their fellow workers, and they're looking for a different peaceful job.
他们不喜欢自己的老板，不喜欢自己的同事，他们想换不同的工作做。
It's why people buy houses, wanting a peaceful place to live.
这是人们为什么会买房子的原因，他们想要找到一个平安的地方住。
And they go buy vacation homes in a lake or in the mountains or far away where it's quiet and peaceful.
他们去找修仙屋住，去找到这种在山里啊，在湖边啊，找这种安静祥和的地方去住。
When we do recreation, we often want to get away and go camping or go fishing where we can be at peace.
我们娱乐的时候，我们也想追求平安，去野营或者钓鱼，我们想在当中体会到那种祥和平安的感觉。
All of us want to get away from conflict. We all want peace.
我们所有人都想要找到一种方式去避免冲突，我们所有人都想要平安。
People do not realize that the reason for their constant anxiety is that they do not have peace with God.
人们并没有认识到，他们生活当中的这些不断的问题，是因为他们跟神之间没有平安的同在。
When a person does not have peace with God, he does not have peace with anybody.
当一个人跟没有神在一起的平安的时候，他就不能跟其他任何别的人有平安。
Unless you or me make peace with God, we won't find peace anywhere.
除非你和我跟神都能和谐的相处，否则在我们生活当中任何地方都不会有平安。
To be at war with God is to be at war with everything.
所以如果你跟神打仗，你就跟每一件事都打仗。
Let me tell you what Jesus said, or God said, in Isaiah 48. Isaiah 48:22. He said, "There is no peace, says the Lord, unto the wicked."
以赛亚书48:22，神说：“恶人必不得平安。”
God said this. Do you know what the word "wicked" means? Wicked.
你们知道这个 wicked 这恶人是什么意思吗？
A person in the Bible, a wicked person is a person that does not follow God's instructions.
这人就是一个不遵守神的命令的人。
Any person who does not follow God's instructions is called a wicked person.
任何人不遵守神的命令都被称为恶人。
And if the Bible says it one time, it is completely true.
如果圣经讲过一次，那它就一定是正确的。But
he says it twice. He says it again in Isaiah 57.
但是圣经讲了两次，在另一节圣经以赛亚书57:21又讲一次。
He said, "There is no peace, says my God, to the wicked."
这节经文说，恶人必不得平安。
It's not God's opinion, that's God's fact. He's telling the truth.
这个并不是上帝的这种告诉我们这种意见，这是上帝告诉我们一个事实。
Now, we have the same truth in the New Testament in Romans chapter 3.
在新约圣经里也有相同的经句告诉我们同样的事实。
Romans 3:11. There is none that understands. There is none that seeks after God.
3:11说没有明白的，没有寻求神的。
People don't look for God. They don't want God. They don't desire God.
人们不寻求神，他们不想要神，他们也不渴望跟神在一起。
And this is what God says about them. Destruction and misery are in their ways. And the way of peace they have not known. There is no fear of God before their eyes.
3:16-18，所经过的路便行残害暴虐的事，平安的路他们未曾知道，他们眼中不怕神。
They don't know peace. They don't know the way.
他们不知道平安，也不知道道路。
So how can we make peace with God?
那么我们怎么才能跟神和平相处呢？
Well, Jesus Christ tells us how.
耶稣基督告诉我们怎么办。
If you have your Bible, open up to Matthew 11.
Matthew 11:28-30告诉我们了。
And Jesus says something amazing.
耶稣说了一些令人非常惊讶的事情。
Jesus said, "Come unto me, all you that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me, For I am meek and lowly in heart, and you shall find rest in your souls, for my yoke is easy and my burden is light.
凡劳苦担重担的人可以到我这里来，我就使你们得安息。我心里柔和谦卑，你们当负我的轭，学我的样式，这样你们心里就必得享安息。因为我的轭是容易的，我的担子是轻省的。
Doesn't that sound wonderful? When Jesus said, Come to me, all of you who are labor and heavy laden, and I will give you rest.
是不是特别好？耶稣说，只要你有重担，你就到我这里来，我就会让你们得到安息。
Does that sound wonderful? For God to, we can go to Him and He takes away our burden and our worry and our stress and He gives us rest. Does that sound wonderful?
是不是特别棒啊？我们把我们的重担，我们担忧的事情，我们有压力的事情都交托给神，他让我们能够享受安息。
But He says something very strange. Matter of fact, it doesn't seem logical.
他说一些事情，很奇怪的事情，对我们来说，这不合理，逻辑听起来。
He says, in order for me to give you rest, you take upon yourself my yoke and learn of me.
他说你们当负我的轭啊，学我的样式，你们心里就必得享安息。
Jesus says, you want me to give you rest? Then take my yoke.
耶稣说你们如果想让我给你们安息，你们也要负我的轭。
You know what a yoke is? What's a yoke?
大家都知道什么是轭啊，轭就在图片上有。
So you know what a yoke is, right? It's you put a cow or ox in the head, and then they pull the plow, and they're working.
把这个工具放在牛的脖子上，然后赶着它，让它走，这牛就往前走，这是控制牛的。
Does that look like rest?
这东西看着能像让我们想安息的东西吗？
That looks like burden.
像负担一样。
It looks like bondage. It looks like pain.
这像痛苦，这个像一个禁限制。
Like slavery.
这像奴隶一样。
Why would Jesus call that rest unto your soul?
为什么耶稣说他能够给我们灵魂带来？
Go back and look. He says, "Oh, you're doing it." I was wondering why it's changing on its own. He says, "Come unto me, you that labor and heavy laden. I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me." And you shall find rest unto your souls. He says, you take my yoke and learn of me, and you will find the peace of God.
耶稣说，你要是担着重担劳苦，你就到我这里来，你要是负我的轭呢，你就会得安息。
So how is that? How can this bring peace to you and to me? Well, here's how it works. When you get an ox and you're going to go out and plow the field, you have a mature, strong ox, and he knows what to do. And he pulls the plow. But you put on a younger ox,weaker, immature, baby ox, and you yoke them together. Now, if you take a new ox and you put this on the new ox, he's going to fight. I don't want that. Get off of me. Get off of me. Right? You do the same thing. Put that on you and you're going to get this off of me. I don't want this. Pain. But then they put the young ox with the mature ox. It's Jesus Christ and you. This is Jesus. This is you. The big ox, the strong ox, he does the work. He's pulling and he does the work. And the little ox, he just goes alongside. He just follows him. The big ox goes this way, the little ox comes. The big ox goes this way, the little ox follows. The big ox, he stops. The little ox, he stops. He eats. He drinks. He goes. And guess what? The little ox learns from the big ox. And over time, the little ox becomes the mature ox. He knows what to do. He listens to the farmer. And he learns how to be a profitable ox.
Okay, let me translate it. 那么如果我们耕地的时候有一头牛，这头牛是成熟的一头比较大牛，这个就比较好办。但是如果我们再牵一头小牛来，要跟这个大牛一块耕地，就要把这个轭套在他们两个的颈上。大牛的颈上有一个小牛的颈上有一个，但是轭是连在一起的，所以这两头牛呢必须要拴在一起。这个小牛刚被套上轭的时候，它就非常的不舒服，它没有以前没有这么多的限制，都是自由的。现在给它套上那个枷锁，它就要挣，它想挣脱。但是呢，刚开始挣脱，那么跟这个大牛一块儿耕地的时候呢，因为大牛是经过训练过的，所以大牛怎么走，小牛教它怎么走。因为大牛原来是被这个农夫，也是这么经过一个训练过的，他就知道顺服，知道应该怎么来，正常的按照农夫的旨意来耕地。那么这个小牛呢，经过一段时间跟大牛在一起，一块耕地，它慢慢的也就适应了，也就更加能够顺从农夫的这个指令了。所以这个的目的呢，是让我们来学习更顺从神，来按照神的指令来生活。
So here's what Jesus says. He says, "Come to me." And take my yoke and put it on you and learn from me. Learn about me.
So, you said, you come to me, and then you take my yoke and put it on you and learn from me. Learn about me. So, you said, you come to me, and then you take my yoke and put it on you.
And as you learn about Jesus Christ, and you do what He does, you become like Christ.
当我们从耶稣那儿学习的时候，我们就更知道耶稣是什么样的，我们就会从耶稣那儿学到他的样式。
Second Peter.Says this, grace and peace be multiplied to you through the knowledge of God and our Lord Jesus Christ.
彼得后书一章二节说，愿恩惠平安因你们认识神和我们主耶稣多多的加给你们。
You know what grace is? It means a gift, right? It's good.You don't earn it, but it's a free gift. It's grace.
恩典意味着一种礼物，是一种免费的礼物。
And peace, we want peace. And God says, I will multiply grace and peace to you if you learn of me through your knowledge of God and Jesus Christ.
所以这圣经告诉我们，如果我们来通过耶稣基督认识神，我们就会多多的得到恩惠和平安。
Grace and peace be multiplied to you through knowledge of God and Jesus Christ. 'Come unto me, you that labor, and I'll give you rest. Take my yoke and learn of me. Learn of me.
所以耶稣说到我这里来，你负我的轭，你就可以学我的样式。
Peace be multiplied through knowledge of Jesus Christ.
当我们学到这些知识，我们就会获得恩惠和平安，而且会多多的获得。
And in John chapter 14, but the Comforter, comfort, peace, pleasure, the Holy Spirit, the Comforter, which is the Holy Ghost, whom the Father will send in my name, he shall teach you all things and brings all things to remembrance whatsoever I've said unto you.
约翰福音十四章的27节说，但保惠师还有翻译成这个安慰者，就是父因我的名所要差来的圣灵，他要将一切的事指教你们，并且要叫你们想起我对你们所说的一切话。
Jesus said learn of me. Here he says the Holy Spirit will teach you all thingsAnd bring to your remembrance the things that Jesus said.
耶稣说你学我，在这里说圣灵会来教你啊，学如何学我，把一切的事指教你们，这些也就是我实际都教你们的那些知识，你们应该学得到。
Then John goes on to say, Peace I leave with you, my peace I give unto you.Not as the world gives, give I you. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid.
约翰福音十四章的27节也告诉我们，我留下平安给你们，我将我的平安赐给你们，我所赐的不像世人所赐的，你们心里不要忧愁，也不要胆怯。
Learn about Jesus. What he did. How did he do it?
我们学习耶稣，他做了什么？他是如何做的
？And he will leave you with peace.
他会把平安留给我们。
The good news is that all of us can have peace with God.
好消息是我们所有的人都能够跟神和平相处。
So how do we make peace with God?
我们怎么才能够跟神和平相处呢
？Romans chapter 5 tells us how.
罗马书第五章告诉了我们。
Therefore, being justified by faith, we have peace with God through the Lord Jesus Christ.
第五章一节说，我们既因信称义，就借着我们的主耶稣基督得与神相合。
While we were still God's enemies, we were reconciled to God through the death of His Son.
因为我们做仇敌的时候，且借着神儿子的死得与神和好。
Jesus made a way for you and me to make peace with God.
耶稣基督为我们开了一条路，让我们能够跟神得到平安相处。
God wants to have peace with you even more than you want to have peace with other people.
神想跟你和平相处，超过了你想跟其他人和平相处的这种想法，这种
And to have that peace, God sent Jesus Christ to die for us.
我们之所以会得到这种安息平安，是因为耶稣基督为了我们死。
Jesus became our peace offering.
耶稣基督变成了我们和神之间和平的奉献。
Let's go back to Isaiah. And at Christmas time, we hear this verse a lot at Christmas when Jesus was born. He says, For unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, and the government shall be upon his shoulder, and his name shall be called Wonderful, Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace.
我们回到以赛亚书九章六节告诉我们，因有一婴孩给我们而生，有一子赐给我们，政权必担在他的肩头上，他名称为奇妙特事，全能的神，永在的父，和平的君。
This son, this Messiah who is coming to be our Savior, he's coming to be the peacemaker.
这个孩子，这位救世主来降世为人，变成了和平的君。
He is the Prince of Peace.
和平的君。
And when Jesus was born in Bethlehem,
当耶稣在伯利恒降生的时候，
Do you remember what the angel said to the shepherds?
大家记不记得这些天使对牧羊人讲过什么话呢？
They said, Unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior. And then all the angels that came.
他们说救主要降生了，所有的天使都来了。
And they said, Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace and goodwill towards men.
天使说在至高之处荣耀归于神，在地上平安归于他所喜悦的人。
Jesus Christ was born to bring peace to mankind.
耶稣基督降生把平安带给了世人。
And then John the Baptist said this, that he was going to give light to them that sit in darkness and in the shadow of death, to guide our feet into the way of peace.
使徒约翰说要照亮，耶稣基督来了以后要照亮坐在黑暗中死荫里的人，把我们的脚引到平安的路上。
This child, this Messiah, this Savior, the Prince of Peace, is coming to guide us, guide our path and our feet into the way of peace.
这个孩子，这位救世主，这位和平的君来到这里，是要把我们的脚引到平安的路上。
Romans says, Now the God of peace be with you all.
罗马书十五章三十三节说，愿赐平安的神常和你们众人同在。
First Thessalonians, he said, And the very God of peace sanctify you wholly. And I pray God that your whole spirit, soul, and body be preserved blameless unto the coming of the Lord Jesus Christ.
帖撒罗尼迦前书五章二十三节说，愿赐平安的神亲自使你们全然成圣。又愿你们的灵与魂与身子得蒙保守，在我主耶稣基督降临的时候完全无可指摘。
Jesus didn't come only to bring peace between you and him, but he also came to bring peace in your whole life, in your body, in your spirit, and your soul.
耶稣基督来不仅仅把平安带给我们，让我们跟神建立和平的关系，并且也让我们的灵和魂以和身体也都享受到平安的保守。
God wants you to have peace in your marriage.
耶稣想让我们在婚姻当中有平安。
He wants you to have peace in your family.
想让我们在家里有平安。
He wants you to have peace with your neighbors and friends.
想让我们跟邻居、跟朋友有平安。
He wants you to have peace with yourself.
想让我们跟自己有平安。
And he wants you to have peace with him.
想让我们跟他有平安。
Jeremiah, God said this, For I know my intentions that I think towards you, says the Lord. Plans of peace and not evil, to cause you to live happily ever after.
耶利米书二十九章十一节说，神告诉我们，我知道我向你们所怀的意念是赐平安的意念，不是降灾祸的意念，要叫你们末后有指望。
It is God's plan for you to have peace and to live happily. It's His plan.
这是神承诺给我们的，要告诉我们会带给我们平安。
But this is how you do it.
但是这个是我们必须要照着做才能得到的这个恶。
Learn the ways of Jesus Christ.
学习耶稣基督他的样式。
Follow His commandments.
遵守神的命令。
Imitate His character.
效仿他的形象。
Do what he did.
做他所做的事情。
And you will find God's plan of peace for you.
你会发现神对我们平安的计划。
Jesus said in John chapter 16, These things I have spoken unto you, that in me you might have peace.In the world you will have tribulation, but be of good cheer. I have overcome the world.
在约翰福音十六章三十三节，耶稣说：“我将这件事告诉你们，是要叫你们在我里面有平安。在世上你们有苦难，但你们可以放心，我已经胜了世界。”
Do you have peace?
你有平安吗？
Are you living with strife, or worry, or frustration?
你还是跟生活在纷争当中，在压力当中，在担忧当中，在愤怒当中吗？
Or anger, or pain, or sorrow, fear, or unhappiness?
或者是焦虑、痛苦、恐惧、沮丧、不幸吗？
How long are you willing to live like that before you turn to Christ?
你愿意忍受这些多久呢？那不希望去认识耶稣。
How much worse does your life need to get before you turn to Christ?
那你的生活要有多糟糕了，你才决定转向耶稣，能够跟神和平相处呢？
James chapter 4.From where do your wars and fightings come from? Don't they come from here, namely from your own desires that war in yourself?
雅各书四章一到八节说，你们中间的征战斗殴是从哪里来的呢？不是从你们白体中战斗之私欲来的吗？
You crave and desire, but you can't have.
你们贪恋还是得不着。
You kill and desire to have, but you cannot obtain what you're seeking.
你们杀害、嫉妒、有斗殴、征战，也不能得。
You fight and war, and yet you still don't have because you're not asking God.
你们得不着是因为你们不求，你们求也得不着。
You adulterer and adulteress, don't you know that prince of the world is the enemy with God?
你们这些淫乱的人呐、啊，岂不知与世俗为友，就是与神为敌吗？
Whoever therefore will be the friend of the world is the enemy of God.
所以凡想要与世俗为友的，就是与神为敌了。
But God gives grace. That is why he says, God resists the proud. That's those who don't submit to him. But he gives grace to the humble. Those are people that follow his will.
但是神给我们恩典的，就像雅各书说的，但他是更多的恩典。所以经上说，神阻挡骄傲的人，赐恩给谦卑的人。
Submit yourselves, therefore, to God. Resist the devil, and he will flee from you. Draw near to God, and he will draw near to you.
故此你们要顺服神，勿要抵挡魔鬼，魔鬼就必离开你们逃跑。你们亲近神，神就必亲近你们。
Jesus said,Come unto me, all you that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest.
所以耶稣说，凡劳苦担重担的人，可以到我这里来，我就使你们得安息。
Take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for I am meek and low in heart, and you shall find rest unto your souls.
我心里柔和谦卑，你们当负我的轭，学我的样式，这样你们心里就必得享安息。
My yoke is easy, and my burden is light.
我的轭是容易的，我的担子是轻的。
Do you believe that?
你相信这个吗？
Do you want that?
你想要这个这样做吗？
Then ask him. Then take it.Say, Jesus, here I am. I give you my life. I choose to follow you.
在这里，我们要跟耶稣说：“我在这里，我愿意把我交给你，学你的样式，我跟从你，就像你那样做一样。”
Not my will, but Thy will be done.
不是我的想法，而是你的旨意。
And you will find peace of God that passes all understanding.
你就会发现，在你的生命当中，一直都有神的平安。
I want to end with this blessing.
我想要以摩西五经里面的民数记一段经文来结束。
May the Lord bless you and keep you. May the Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious unto you. And may the Lord lift up his countenance on you and give you peace.
愿耶和华神赐福给你，保护你。愿耶和华神使他的脸光照你，赐恩给你。愿耶和华神向你扬脸，赐你平安。
What a great God He is.
这是多么伟大的一位神呐！
Let's pray.
让我们一起祷告。
Lord, we thank you for your words. Thank you for your teaching. And may we open our hearts and our minds and our lives and submit ourselves to you to learn of you.To follow you, to obey you, that we might find peace with you and in our whole life. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Yes.